You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
There we go.
July 25th, 2015. Here we do it again. O'Hallahan, he can't stop coming to the team speak, to the audio chat at fakeologist.com. It's your consultation. You need another consultation?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's free therapy. You know, it's better than therapy, and it's free. So
let me see if I can drag Geo Free into this. Hold on a sec. Just wait here. Mm-hmm.
Is he still Geo? You there? I don't think he's there.
Well, Geo's here. I don't know if he's.
Away from his keyboard.
When you're away from the keyboard, it says away.
Yeah. Maybe. Dude, I've been listening to Crow 777 all day, and I'm blaming you.
You probably listen to more of him than I.
Yeah, I gotta tell you that I have been thoroughly enjoying it, but dude, it's so depressing. You know, I mean, some people are excited by UFOs and the fact that our moon is an illusion, but it brings me down. It just absolutely destroys the. You know, the immersion, you know, this idea that we're, you know, living in this happy world, you know, that illusion has actually been destroyed for me for about 20 years. But I mean, you know, to see the lunar wave, you know, and have him explain it, you know, at how he came upon
He has some new videos. He has some new videos he just uploaded. I haven't had a chance to look at any of that.
Yeah, The Truman Show is one of the movies. Stuff. Yeah, The Truman Show is one of the movies that I teach, and the angle that I teach it from is that could this possibly be real? You know that we're living in a world. We're all living in our own little dimension, you know, and that's actually been theorized a couple times by scientists, you know, that we all have our own reality. You know, there aren't two or three or four parallel realities. There's actually an infinite number of parallel realities. So in other words, you and I are actually living in our own universe. It's just that they intersect, you know, these universes intersect, and there's a backdrop of a template of a planet that you and I exist on, but actually we're in different universes. That's a theory that seems to be played out in the Truman Show. Did I lose you?
You lost me. On that thought. That thought is just too much for me.
The idea that we're living in an artificiality is another theme, and which is one that I discuss at length with my students. I have kindergarten students during the day, and at night, the college students come over to my house, and, you know, we sit down and we talk real English, you know, and it's usually, centers around a book that we're reading or a movie that we're watching. It's a really fun class. And one of the movies that I show them happens to be The Truman Show. And, there's a couple of ideas that are worth exploring. One of them is parallel universes. The other is the fact that we're living in a complete artificiality. And that is something that that's an idea that I push strongly to my students, is that we're living in something that is completely artificial.
Well, I don't buy any of that, so. Yeah, I have to go to a bunch of your classes to get that psychic driven into my
head. Well, you can...
I did watch last, night I did watch one of your recommendations, Hacking Democracy, and I posted it on my non-fakeology website called morab.com. Have you been to morab.com? M-O-R-E-A-B.com?
Dude, I can't keep up with your... I can keep up with parallel universes, but I cannot keep up with all your websites. I wasn't aware that you had two.
I have at least two. I have one more.
Uh-oh.
Is everything non-related to all this? I do have other interests, barely. But yeah, morab.com. It's in the feeds, actually. If you go to fakeologist.com/feeds, most of my favorite websites are feeding into that. I don't think a lot of people know about that. And of course, there's a feed on the feeds page if you're into feeds. A lot of feeding.
Mm-hmm. I'm there right now.
I think that's the right URL. I can't even remember if I got it right. But on the top of fakeologist.com, you can click the word feeds. Try to make it as simple as possible.
Yep. On the top of the page, you've got "Can we all just get along?" Rodney King's
speech. Yeah, I like that.
Corporation
Nation. Oh,
really? Yeah, I see Corporation Nation.
Well, maybe my post didn't come through. Maybe I didn't go put it through properly. I thought I put it through.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
I did watch your movie, Hacking Democracy, and... I had a couple thoughts about that. Little depressing. That was, well... I don't know if I've told my whole story. How's my audio, by the way? 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. Is it good or is it
pretty
crackly? Because for some reason you're crackly.
No, you come through pretty good. I mean, as good as you ever are. I mean, it's you know, you're never really super sharp, but I mean, that's the technology that you're using, Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth and cellular. Well,
yeah.
One of my big things was becoming an American citizen. My mother is American, so she maintained her citizenship to give it to me. So I applied because I wanted to vote and do all those sort of things before I was a 9/11 specialist. So I actually went out of my way to get all my citizens. I figured one day maybe I'd like to do business in the U.S. I like both countries. But anyway, so I went out of my way to register to vote. It's quite a headache to do all that. It's quite a different process in Canada than it is in the United States. Most Canadians just take granted, they just take for granted that voting is a smooth process and there's no chicanery, there's just no hanky-panky. I don't think anyone's ever accused the Canadian or the provincial systems of being corrupt. I've never heard that. And we take it for granted that it's fine. So when I see a movie like this, it was fairly disturbing, but for me it wasn't surprising because I didn't realize how much power the counties had in counting votes. It appears to me from this movie and from my experience that voting is handled on a very local level, even for the federal elections, which I was surprised about because we have a separate elections commission for federal, and we have even a separate body that does pretty much the same thing, but they're just different people and a different organization that do it provincially. So I didn't realize that local officials in the counties were so involved in all levels of election, I guess. I don't know about statewide. I never participate in a statewide election. I just really register for federal. When I watched the movie, and I just saw how the corporations for vote counting were pretty much dominating, and I was just surprised. And my number one thing that I kept saying as I was watching the movie is, okay, why are we using machines to count votes if there's a question about all the mechanics that go on with these machines? Why don't they just count by hand? What is the rush? What is the rush? Why do we need these numbers in minutes?
You're asking that rhetorically, correct? Because I know that you know the answer to that question.
Well, I don't know the evolution of when did they stop counting by hand. I don't know what the timeline on that was, but yeah. that was my question. And of course, and I at the time, I would say a few years ago, I thought internet voting would be the best thing because it'd be so easy and convenient and there'd be no excuse. But now I'm completely against it, of course. And I think that the old fashioned paper and I might have to hire an army of people to count votes. But again, there's no rush. And my second thought, of course, was this movie is completely irrelevant if you are like me and thinking that voting doesn't even matter. And I love the saying that if voting counted, it would be illegal.
Yeah.
So I had two train of thoughts chugging down the tracks when I'm watching the movie.
Yeah, I mean, Ab, you know, you are as far down the rabbit hole as I am. And, you know, I mean, I saw that movie probably about 9 years ago. And
yeah, it's that old, yeah.
And it was shocking to me. And when that woman started to cry at the end of the movie, I cried with her.
I got emotional too. Yeah, so emotional never hurts the movie.
Yeah, and I got, you know,
she's crying because she's such a believer in the system. And when she sees such blatant fraud, and even if it's not fraud, it's just a completely useless system counting the vote. You think all that work you put into convincing people to vote one way or the other, what a waste if the machine is corruptible and or not working properly. What a waste. All that effort is just flushed down the toilet in one lousy count.
Yeah.
And of course, she's a great believer.
Yeah, Ab, I'm beginning to sense that you are maybe slightly moist behind the ears, my friend. I mean, that's a conclusion I came to years ago. You know, if they're going to blow up Twin Towers, they're going to be fully in control of the voting. And, I mean, my first hint, even before I saw Hacking Democracy, was the voter fraud that went on with George Bush and Al Gore and the, you know, the hanging chads nonsense. And it goes to the Supreme
and
Court.
The
Supreme
Court
picks.
I didn't really, we got heavy doses of that in the media here, and we just thought, I didn't really understand it, because at the time, I suppose, I didn't really understand that voting done at the county level. I didn't realize that you could get to these people and stop the vote, because that doesn't happen here as far as I can tell.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if you're aware of what the shenanigans that went on with the last presidential election with Ron Paul. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of that.
I actually wanted to vote for Ron Paul. I tried to send him money, but it never went through.
Yeah. I'm not saying that Ron Paul is some kind of, great choice for president. I personally think he's an improvement over Clinton and Bush and, you know, Reagan and Obama and the rest of these retards that we've had one after the other, this parade of miscreants that we've had for president of the United States and in America. But, he's an improvement over that, but he also has problems. One of his big problems is that he's a gold bug, and nothing would absolutely destroy the United States faster than putting it on a gold standard. The media completely ignored him. You know, I mean, the camera actually panned in a certain way when they were on a big debate. He was actually out of the shot most of the time. And I think during one of the debates, he had a whopping 10 seconds to participate in the debate. Hilarab? Uh-oh, I lost you.
No. Sometimes I'm busy doing something, so you'll have to forgive me. No, I was a big... Ron Paul fan for a while. That was during the time when I was starting to figure everything out, and now I understand that he was probably always just put there as a release valve for the people that just don't like the other two choices, and he's as much in on it as everybody else. But getting back to that movie for a second. Getting back to the movie, I wanted to mention when Carrie decided in
2004, got challenged, and he just seemed to throw in the towel much more quickly, only because he figured he was out of it.
Yeah.
Well, what about the next election? You see,
your audio's going in and out. Your audio, yeah, your audio's fluctuating. You're going in and out. I can only hear half of what you're saying.
You want to?
Yep.
How's that?
It's better now. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's Bluetooth. Well, yeah. So if you are on board that things are kosher, one would think, well, okay, yeah, it didn't work out for you because there was potential corruption, but and you just want to throw in the towel and concede, and that will just cancel all investigation into hanky-panky. Well, what about the next election? So if you were on board thinking voting was real and really made a difference, then you would be very disgusted with him and figure he's also in on it for his own benefit.
Yeah.
Upset about that.
Yeah, Ab, let's absolutely, you know, lay down reality right now. The United States is a corporation, right, dude? It has
fine.
Every corporation has a CEO, all right? The customers of a CEO do not pick, or the customers of a corporation do not pick the CEO, right? The board members pick the CEO of the corporation. That's what's happening in the United States. There's an illusion of choice. It's only an illusion, right? It's just to keep the plebs happy. To keep the proletariat from rioting in the streets. But the United States citizens are not free. They're slaves. They choose nothing. They have no choice in anything except where to go shopping, JCPenney's or Kmart. Choice.
Now it's Amazon or Walmart. Amazon is bigger than Walmart. Amazon just passed Walmart in Canada, by the way, today.
Yeah, and rather than channel 2 through 11, now they've got they've got about 100 channels of garbage that they can choose from, but that's about it. This illusion that there's some kind of choice and there's some kind of freedom is complete nonsense. You know this, I know this. When you tried real hard to become an American citizen, you were begging a bureaucracy to put a collar around your neck and shackles on your legs.
Well, how would I have known then?
Yeah, that's just it, is it? You and I have listened to Clint Richardson, and he lays it right out there for you. We are not, a free people. We are 14th Amendment citizens, and which means, rather than raising the status of the Negro to a free man, all of us have been lowered to the status of the enslaved Negro, right? I mean, I happen to have a white-collar job, so I guess I'm the house Negro, and all you guys are still driving trucks, you guys are the field Negroes, But the Negroes do not choose who the CEO of the corporation is. The board members do. The movie Hacking Democracy and the website Black Box Voting, I highly recommend to anybody. But I've been there and I've done that. And anyone that still believes that we have a choice is absolutely kidding themselves. And the people that are kidding themselves is the overwhelming majority. Overwhelming majority.
Yeah, yeah. Is the Black Box Voting website still active? Is that woman still doing all that?
I can check it. I haven't been there in years, but
it just seemed like such a fruitless. Yeah, just the scenes of her picking through the garbage from the Volusia County warehouse, looking for receipts. It just seems so pointless and fruitless to me. Seemed almost crazy, and she's fighting with the guy for the garbage, and he was almost telling her, "You're wasting your time checking these voting receipts."
Yeah. Blackboxvoting.org. It's still there, dude.
Yeah, she's. I gotta get her on. I gotta talk to that woman.
Yeah.
Do you think she's controlled in any way?
Bev Harris. I couldn't possibly know that. I don't.
Well,
think
do you
she
suspect
is.
It at all? Yeah, she seems real.
I wouldn't suspect it. You know, I wouldn't suspect it in the least. However, I'm nowhere near suspicious. That's the question we always have to ask, right? Well, yeah, important question to ask. Yeah, I mean, you know, she did put out that movie. I mean, unless she's been compromised since then, you know.
Yeah, the movie did. I didn't see any people in the movie that funded the movie that I recognize as suspicious. Okay. But yeah. to get it, and I don't think it's a mainstream movie, although it was on HBO. HBO bought it.
Showtime.
So HBO is obviously part of the media. This is why I'm worried.
From my understanding, it was on Showtime. And it said HBO on it.
No, it said HBO right on the film. It's an HBO present.
Oh, really? No, I had heard that it was. Yeah, my take on it, what I had thought I knew was that it was on Showtime once, and then it was never on again.
Well, the fact that I never heard about it, and I don't think it made much of a splash, I never heard about it until you brought it up, and I thank you for that. I thank anyone for giving. I like movies. I'm a movie guy. I love movies. I was a big Michael Moore guy for a long time. I love that movie. I love the way he truth to General Motors. That movie I saw at a film festival in Toronto. I'm pretty sure I caught that right when it came out. And I was a big Michael Moore fan ever since. I don't know if he was real at the very beginning, but obviously Fahrenheit 9/11 was just there to reinforce the official story. So, you know, obviously he was flipped.
Do you think that was flipped or he just
or willing dupe?
Yeah, or maybe he just doesn't know.
Yeah, a willing dupe. Well,
yeah,
there's lots of willing dupes, but
I mean, dude, I don't understand how anyone could seriously inquire about what went on at 9/11 and not come to the conclusion that the United States government blew those towers up. I don't know. I mean, to me, Michael Moore seems like an extremely intelligent guy. You know, how you can come to any other conclusion, you know, and Simon Schacht takes it a step further with no planes. But even if you argue that there were planes, there's no way that those towers, even if they were hit by planes, which they weren't, but even if they were hit by planes, they would not have fallen the way they fell, right? So anyone, and, you know, I mean, I've just got a regular IQ. You know, like, I'm just a regular guy. You know, I went to a regular university. I have a regular job. I'm just a regular guy. You know, and if I can figure it out, I would think that Michael Moore, with his connection, can certainly figure it out.
Well, yeah, so, he's part of the media. No doubt about it. He made his movie. He made a splash. Fahrenheit 9/11 wasn't his second movie. It was way down the rabbit hole. He created commentary on all the major psyops. Columbine, he did something.
I loved Bowling for Columbine.
Exactly. I loved that movie, by the way. Now I see
Roger
it completely in a different light.
Roger and me.
That was the one against General Motors. Yeah. Like you said, there is no way you couldn't figure it out if you spent any time looking into it. And of course, he's doing movies on these things. He's looking into them whether he wants to or not. But he's fully in. I'm sorry. And maybe he was halfway into the movies and figured it out, but he still carried on with the movie because he still needs to eat. Obviously, he likes to eat. And therefore... Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah. I don't understand why people sell their souls. I mean, I understand being hungry. You know,
they need
I do
to
understand
eat.
That. I mean, there was a point where I was sleeping in a truck, you know. I mean, so I understand having nothing. But at what point could you
flip over to the dark side? Because the dark side can just convince you that you're wasting your time with the proletariat.
This is why I like talking to you, Ab. You are absolutely right about that. You know, I would not sell my soul. I'm sorry. There's nothing that's going to make me sell my soul.
Oh, we all have a price.
Yeah. I've been in a lot of pain. Like I said, I've been homeless, and I've been in a lot of pain. I've been in situations where I haven't had enough food to eat, you know, and I still would not sell my soul. You know, and I'm quite certain that sooner or later I'm going to die because of my beliefs. you know, I'm going to tell the wrong person that the reason that I'm here is out of political protest, and they're just going to put a gun in my head, and they're going to finish it.
No, I don't think. Why would they bother? That's messy.
Oh, it's not going to be it's not going to be an American that does it. It's going to be a North Korean. You know, I mean, I've had Joel Skousen email me telling me to get the hell out of Korea.
Are you afraid of the North Koreans?
Dude, are you kidding me? You know, what props up the South Korean government? The United States. In other words, South Korea is in bed with Satan, right? And look, China and North Korea are not better, you know. The U.S. Satan is going down for the count, and the China Satan. As soon as the United States goes down, the China Satan is going to own this place, right? And when they find out that there's a loudmouth American living in South Korea, shit's going to happen. They're either going to throw me out of here, or they're going to kill me. One or the other.
Yeah.
And it's something that I
do believe the whole North Korea story that you're told by the media about Kim Il-jung or whatever his name is.
Well, I know the reality of how it wound up in North Korean hands
You think he's the enemy?
I suspect that he's controlled by the CIA.
Yeah. Well, he was trained in Switzerland. He's a Jesuit trained leader. So
is he really?
Yes. I'm sure he speaks perfect English. Same with Putin. They're all on the same side. The enemy is the people of all countries. They all work together. Do you think he has any access to nuclear technology, if you believe in that?
I'm afraid to tell you what I think. I really am afraid to tell you what I think. I mean, the short version of what I think is that I don't think they're human. I'm really afraid to tell you what I think, dude. Because I got to tell you that I tend more towards 777.
You get a lot of North Korea, anti-North Korean propaganda where you are? I suppose you must.
Well, they rattle the saber. You know, opened up on one of the smaller South Korean islands with artillery.
I heard that story.
People. Yeah, I mean, all the foreigners left here in mass when that happened.
Do you believe the story?
What I know happened was that the United States and South Korea were doing exercises, and they were floating into North Korean water while they were doing their exercise.
Do you believe that North Korea and South Korea are really at odds? Do you think there's a real...
I see what you're saying. There's animosity between the two?
Do you really think... Now, I know my grandfather fought in the North Korean conflict, so I know something happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with him, but he was in the Navy, so he was there.
Yeah, to answer your question, I don't know. The illusion is certainly there, that it's us against them. And, I've got to remind my son that those people over there are Koreans, right?
Yeah.
When you go into the South Korean army and you train with guns, you're training to kill your own family, right?
Yeah.
You know,
how many families are still broken apart?
Yeah. Quite a number. Yeah, quite a number. They visit each other from time to time, from what I heard.
They can get over the border one way or the other?
They've opened a border enough where they'll let the families, see each other. It's something that's new.
They can cross into North Korea, and North Koreans can cross into South Korea?
Yeah, the DMZ, there's a demilitarized zone, and you can actually take a tour in North Korea as long as you get permission.
Well, there's a section where both sides can intermingle.
Yeah, it's called the DMZ.
Okay. Well, I'm giving an education to myself and my listeners at fakeologist.com.
How big of a region is that? Yeah, you've got me. My friend Mitch is real up on that. He's actually been to the DMZ. I have no desire to see North Korea.
Can we get Mitch on a broadcast sometime and discuss all this? Because this is interesting to me. I'm tired of hearing about Dennis Rodman and Kim Il-jung, and I want to hear some reality.
Well, Mitch happens to be off. I'd have to teach him how to grab TeamSpeak. He's always on Skype all the time with me. He's only semi computer fluent. I'd have to teach him how to grab TeamSpeak and such.
You could do that.
Your computer whiz. Yeah, I might be able to. He lives about 2 hours from me at this point. We used to work in the same town, and since then,
well,
he's
you can control his. You can use go grab TeamViewer. You download TeamViewer. It's free. You can control his computer.
It's not that simple. The reason is that his app. Will you let me finish a sentence? God damn it! I'm telling you, it's not that simple.
Okay, sorry. I thought you were talking about the computer.
Not that simple, all right? If I tell you it's not simple, it's because it's not. His wife is deaf.
Okay.
Yeah, his wife is deaf, and they wind up sharing. Yeah, they wind up sharing a computer. And
All right.
Yeah, I talk to him while she's actually doing. You know, she uses a program called Uvu, where she's always doing picture chat, where she's doing sign language. So I talk to him, and she signs to her friends using the same laptop. And,
I got you.
I think for him to do TeamSpeak, he'd actually have to control that computer for a while and play with it. So I'll talk to him about it. But I don't know how much. First of all, you would enjoy Mitch's company. Mitch is a good dude. He really is a good guy. Yeah. Second,
American?
He's a smart guy. Yeah, he's an American guy. Third, he's a funny guy, and he's just one of those guys who's really warm-hearted, and you would really love, to get to know him. He's a real guy. But as soon as you start talking conspiracy theory, he's going to go right out the window. I love him to death. I love him like my own brother, and he's a great guy. But, as soon as you start bringing up questions about – is there some kind of conspiratorial thing going on with North and South Korea? He's gonna go. I don't know, and he's gonna attempt to change the subject to rice wine. So gotta love him. He's my favorite. He's my favorite sheep.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, but
So that's my thought on North Korea. I think North Korea is just there to create a conflict, create tension. I don't know what happened for real in the North Korean War.
Yeah.
But I think that the whole nuclear thing is fake, that I don't think they really have any power or weapons, and it's just a modern day social experiment in communism and or withholding food from people in North Korea, just how to control millions, however many millions live in North Korea. It's probably a giant petri dish that they study and test on these human lab rats almost, because what we're told about them is they don't seem to have any freedom at all. And talk about oppression, if it's true.
If it's true.
I tend to believe it is. I tend to believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard horror stories, but I don't know if... I have learned your lessons, I have learned your lessons well, and I don't believe it until I see it. I agree with your position. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. And, I have heard all kinds of ugly things about North Korea, but I've never actually seen it. I saw a guy do an underground video of North Korea. And he, he did these shots with a hidden camera of North Korean people. And I got to tell you, it was really ugly.
Yeah.
Really ugly.
What was happening? What was happening?
Well, I mean, he went to a town and the town was really, really super poor. And there was a little girl who had been, I guess she was an orphan, and she was walking around. Yeah. She was walking around. Begging for food. There were U.S. supplies of grain that had, been gifted to North Korea, and the bags were, the bags of U.S. grain were laying around all over the place, clearly marked, U.S. grain. And one of the goons had hijacked the entire, free shipment of grain, and he was selling it. And this little girl that couldn't afford, you know, she didn't have any money, and she was just begging for food, and people were just, you know, walking around her like she wasn't even there. You know, it was, you know, you don't want to turn into an alcoholic. Just, you know, watch that a couple times, and you'll turn into an alcoholic real fast. It was depressing, you know. Hmm. But, again, I'm going to take a page from my friend Ab, and I'm going to say, you know, is that counter propaganda? Was that real? And the answer is, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, that's
I really
true.
Don't
it's
know.
Good.
You know, I can tell you all about South Korea. I mean, I could take pictures of it and show it, you know, and show you the reality of it. But North Korea, I know absolutely nothing about.
Yeah. How far away is it from you, CNZ?
Well, Seoul's about 4 hours north, and so I guess it would, you know, the crossover would probably take about 4 or 5 hours. Hey, Nuna, how long do you think it would take to get to North Korea from here? Yeah, 5 hours? 5 or 6 hours, my wife says. Yeah,
oh, okay.
South Korea is about the size.
Do you have family up there?
No. No, she doesn't have any North Korean family. Her family is all South Korean.
I said North Korea
family. Yeah, he's asking if you have any North Korean family. Why is he a Michiné for?
North Korean family.
What am I?
There's a lot. A Michiné is a crazy man.
Great. First time I've been called that by someone in South Korea. Does she consider herself a Korean or a South Korean?
She considers herself a Korean.
Isn't that interesting, huh?
Yeah, it's only since she's known me that I've made the distinction that she's a South Korean, and she's picked up on it, but all the kids consider themselves to be Korean. They don't make a distinction between North and South.
Yeah. Is that because that's a Western construct that's been imposed upon them, or they think they might reunify one day?
I don't know. It could be just a habit. You know, they don't speak English fluently, and it may just be a – they may make a distinction in their, you know, in the Hangul language that I'm not aware of. Hey, Jay, were you going to go out? I was going to ask you if you grab a beer. There's a beer here? Oh, my God. Oh, please give me one. Thank you. I swear I don't drink that much, but I'm on vacation. But so Ab, continue. What were you saying?
Well, we can get back to the movie, Hacking Democracy. I thought it was pretty realistic. It wasn't a really great message. Again, it seems like there's no machine you can design, I don't think, that wouldn't be tamper-proof. I don't see what the problem is with, I think faking or hacking paper ballots and counting would be more difficult, especially if you were allowing easy access to recount.
Yeah.
To me, there's just no reason to spend $1 on any machine. There's more than enough people that can count votes and old-fashioned paper and pen.
Yeah.
More than enough.
Oh, by the way, did you want to talk to Nuna? You want to talk to my friend Ab?
Understand.
she's being shy.
He's a Korean.
He says that you're a North Korean.
No, don't stir the pot.
I love my wife. She's really funny. His name is Ab.
Ab.
Yeah. You want to talk to Ab? Come here and talk. No. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude.
I don't know what she was saying.
My wife is really my wife's a funny lady. If you were, he's our age.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
need a sense of humor being married to a conspiracy theorist, right?
Yeah. Oh man, I got to tell you, she thank God that she doesn't understand this level of English, because I would drive her crazy with it. You know,
but all I know about Koreans is from MASH. I used to love MASH.
Yeah. Koreans
are
really nice
MASH?
People. Oh yeah. Koreans
Do
are
you
very
like
nice
that show?
People.
Well, dude, I think most people are nice
people. It's a 1970s show. It's from the 1970s. I don't like or dislike it. I don't even think about it.
All right.
Yeah. So, my
favorite on the show was Henry.
Is Alan Alda still alive?
Probably. But my favorite was Henry. What a career move he made by leaving the show, huh? What a dummy.
Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous. And then they were so pissed off at him that they killed his character.
Yeah, well, who knows about that? No, he really wanted to. He thought he could make it. I didn't even watch his new show. It was stupid.
Yeah.
Josie, the people are, he had a bad agent, I guess.
Yeah. That was funny. That was actually one of the most intense moments in TV history was when Radar came in and said that Henry's plane had crashed. Yeah, and then he was dead. But yeah, that's how pissed off the producers were that he quit the show. They killed his character. But that's definitely a career move. That sank his whole career. He was supposed to go somewhere. He was supposed to go to another show after that.
Got his own show called Hello Larry. I remember that. It had two cute girls on it. Yeah. It didn't last. It just goes to show you that the sum of the parts is greater than the individual that are on any show. It's not about them. It's about the whole.
Yeah.
The whole. Talk about a communist ideal.
Yeah. Thanks, Jay. That's a thank you very much. That is a a MASH. What did you just a quick MASH discussion. What did you think about the direction that MASH went in over the series? My personal opinion is that they wimped out.
I think any television series always starts off with a great idea. It starts off strong, and then you just run out of ideas.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was so far off the rails at the end that, to me, it was irrelevant. Now, of course, the last show, from what I remember, we're told that it was the most viewed show of all time at the time. But, no, I was totally irritated after the Henry years. It, to me, it just could only go downhill, like all TV shows mainly do. They all just lose steam, and that speaks a lot, of course, to my musical idea that all musical acts are basically a parabola. They go up really quickly, and then they crash down. And to help soften the fall, kill off the character, and make a lot of money on the way down at the same time. Similar
a la
to the way
Freddie
up, so.
Mercury.
Well, any of them, Amy funny. Winehouse, Freddie Mercury, Jimmy, name Hendrix, the
Morrison.
Doors.
They all died at 23 years old. Even so Kurt Cobain, 27 years old, they all died. They all died at the same age, I heard.
They were all told that's when they died, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Dave McGowan that brought that up, that they all died. I actually had to check that. And on the YouTube when he said it, that they all died at the same age. I wasn't aware of it until he said it. But
yeah. Well, there's Joplin a big Amy Morrison. Winehouse movie out right now. I got to try and get that.
Yeah.
So
and now
they... That.
Yeah. The, you know, there's a movie out, and I don't know whether it came out or it's coming out, but it points the finger at Courtney Love as being the murderer of Kurt Cobain.
Well, that's just a conspiracy theory. That's the alternate theory. I told you, there's always the official story and the official alternate story. But what about the story that he might be walking around?
I don't know. There's no proof for that. But
there's no proof he's dead, is there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't there like a funeral and all that and coffin and a mother was crying? No, you're not buying that, huh?
Well, how can I? We've already said we can't trust the media. We only have the media between us and that dead body, if there is one. So, no, of course he can't.
Okay. Yeah.
Not verify it. It's an unverifiable story. Unless you're a family member, I don't think you could.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I got to tell you that I'm there with you. I mean, You know, I mean, Ab, I was thinking about this today. Is how long are we going to go until we get tired of saying we don't know? You know.
Well.
You know, at what point do we?
Thing we can say.
Yeah. At what point do we crowdfund a laser and we go out and search for the edge of the flat plane? You know, like. I don't know.
Well, actually, you can crowd from. I was just before you dialed me up. I was listening to the latest Baller Skeptic with Jean Le Bon. Great name, by the way. Even if it's not his real name, it's cool. Jean Le Bon. And he has Stinky Cash on. Another great name, Stinky Cash.
Yeah, that's funny.
And Stinky Cash, go to his YouTube. He's got some interesting videos that aren't Ball Earth related. He's even filmed himself driving over the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. It was kind of funny. And he's a great talker. He's a great thinker. Wow. And the end of the Ball Earth Skeptic, I think it's number 8, they're talking about 9/11. And that's when you came in. I was busy getting to the cream of the cake when we started this conversation.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, dude.
All right. You know, okay. Yeah, you didn't interrupt me. I chose to be interrupted.
Yeah. Any time that I hit you, I sit in front of my computer, and now this week I'm on vacation, right? So
yeah.
I'm sitting in front of
the computer. You're gonna be glued to the thing. Why don't you take your wife to the DMZ?
I think we're just gonna go to the valley tomorrow and go swimming. You want to go swimming tomorrow, Nuna? Head on and go swimming. Gonna rain tomorrow? Again? God damn. The rainy
take
season.
Take her to a movie.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, I don't need to take her to a movie. We do the movies right in the apartment. There's also not a
here's
movie a, in this town.
That's a dumb question.
Yeah.
It might be, it sounds stupid, but can you take her, are there a lot of Chinese restaurants in Seoul? Specifically, do they call it Chinese food there?
No. What you are thinking of, I know what you're thinking of. It's
I know you're in Korea. Yeah. It's not China,
yeah.
But
no, there are there are some Chinese style dishes. My wife is a certified chef, and she makes a lot of she can make Japanese, like Doktori Tongue, which is spicy chicken, and she can do like fried rice dishes, which are normally considered to be Chinese. So
okay.
Yeah, they have that here. But they
are
don't,
they,
they
are
don't...
there restaurants that are actually called Chinese food, Chinese restaurants?
Yeah, of course not. It's all in Hangul.
No.
Yeah, dude, let me know when you want to do I can do video Skype with you, and I can like point the camera out the window and you might be able to see the signage. It's not in English.
Yeah.
It's it's all in the Hangul letters.
Mm-hmm. All right. It was just a silly question, but I guess
I know what you're thinking. Yeah, like in the United States and Canada, they have places that are Chinese food. You know,
yeah.
But here
no MSG added.
Yeah. yeah. They here it's everything is Asian food, of course. Because I'm in Asia, so they don't make those distinctions.
Well, come on, you've got your Taco Bells and KFCs and all the brands probably up and down the strip too, right?
Well, in Seoul they do. Yeah, in this town they do have a Pizza Hut, but it's
the
not.
Same
the, yeah, it's not that popular.
Yeah.
Well, they make pizza here from barley rather than wheat, and because it's easier to grow barley in Korea, so they have barley pizza, which is pretty good. But
what
if you
does
want,
Pizza Hut put in their crust?
Got me, dude. But I do know
some
it's
chemical.
It's a wheat-based pizza if you go to Pizza Hut, and some people like it, but it's normally it's too expensive.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's very expensive here. The pizzas are almost twice as much.
What is it? What does it cost for pizza there?
Well, the pizza is heavy competition in Toronto. I would say the walk-in special, which is what I usually get, a medium is $6.99.
Yeah,
it
I can
just
get
goes
a,
up from there.
Yeah, I can get a small pizza for $5 here. But if you go to Pizza Hut, it's $20.
Yeah, it's same here.
Yeah.
Same here at Pizza Hut. They put some poison in their crust. It tastes really good, but it probably just starts destroying your liver immediately. And but it was so good. And yeah, their price is almost double. Crazy.
Yeah.
The arrogance of that company to charge so much, but anyway. Triple up the cheese too.
Yeah. It's not the most popular pizza, but there's a couple dishes here that you would absolutely love. My wife makes Kielbe, which is sauteed pork ribs. And dude, I'm telling you, you would never leave. If you ate my wife's Kielbe, you would never leave. I'd have to drag you out of the house and throw you out. You'd be clawing your way, trying to get back in. I mean, that's how good her sauteed pork ribs are.
All right.
But another dish is jajangmyeon, and that is basically noodles and black sauce. Jajangmyeon, yeah. And it has a Chinese equivalent, but it's actually much better in Korea. Jajangmyeon is very, very. It's just an amazing taste. But it has a Chinese food equivalent. But jajangmyeon actually tastes a lot better.
All right, you're listening to the Fakeologist Food Network discussing Korean food.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the Hoaxbusters call where John is talking about how they infiltrate the Food Network and the background of Julia Childs and how food is such an important cultural influencer / creation, that they're busy in that area trying to influence. It's pretty interesting.
I'm falling behind on my podcasts, and I didn't get to Chris yet, but eventually, I want to get back around to Chris. I think his show is really good.
Frank the Salt Guy said Chris is the most influential hoax buster on the internet.
Yeah, I enjoy his podcasts, and the reason is that when he does them, he sounds like a regular guy, and that's what I like about it. You know, like he does his, you know, he kind of hums to himself and he sings to himself as he's doing a podcast, and he comes off with this like this hillbilly style, you know, like, well, I don't know about this, but he comes around really strong to a hard point. He comes around to it's almost like he does almost like a Columbo impression.
Yeah.
Remember that old TV show?
Yeah. Where, I love Columbo. One more thing. Oh, just a minute.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Can you help me? Can you help me?
Yeah.
Help me out with this idea.
Yep. And, and he, Chris has got that, almost that persona down, you know.
That aw shucks.
Yeah, that kind of naive way of, you know, coming around the corner to an idea. And then he just cracks it out of the ballpark. I enjoy that Hoaxbuster show. I mean, I think it's Dell that posts it on Mammy's, and I catch it when it's on Mammy's. I'm falling behind, though, and the reason I'm falling behind is because of Crow777. He's got me absolutely captivated. I've been binge-watching his videos all day. He's just scaring the dick off of me. You know, with the UFOs that pass – That go past the moon and the lunar wave and the ball he filmed an orb that was flying around a chemtrail and that shot something into a chemtrail. Dude, I'm telling you, he's scaring the hell out of me, but I can't stop watching his videos. I mean, they're just compelling.
Are you 100%? You're on board with his videos. You think they're real? I don't have a comment. I don't know.
Yeah. He tells you right up front. I mean, go to his channel, and he tells you right up front, I will never edit one of my videos in such a way where it lessens the content. You know, I guess he edits for time, but he says I will never edit my videos for reality. Everything that you see is absolutely real, and I believe him when he says that. I mean, call me naive. I I believe people when they tell me things. I don't know. But
no, that's okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's not naive, but
yeah.
You got to take everything with a very skeptical approach, I think.
I don't know. You know, like I believe people when they tell me things, you know, and I can't live my life, you know, doubting. I admire you for doing it, but I can't doubt everybody. No, dude, you don't sell yourself short. You have attributes. You have big attributes. There's a reason why I enjoy talking to you. You have big, big attributes, and one of your attributes is simply the fact that you stop and you ask questions, and that is so rare, you know, and I want to compliment you on that. That is so rare.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Appreciate
to you. Yep, and then you've got the added cojones of just, you know, calling these people up and then interviewing them, and when you interview them, it's a good interview. Bottom line, it's
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah. So
I try.
Yeah, you have attributes, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, you're a good
no
guy
problem.
Too.
Yeah, thanks.
Had a lot of audio. A lot of audio between you and I. This is great. I like it.
Yeah.
A lot of common interests, I suppose.
Yeah. And I am always looking. I have been looking probably for years. Been looking for someone that understands what I'm saying to talk to. I mean, I talk to Mitch every day for hours, and he's a great guy, but he does not understand what you and I are talking about. And I don't know why he doesn't understand it. I mean, he's a smart guy, and he does sympathize.
But he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. It's cognitive dissonance. It's a powerful force.
Yeah.
You can ruin his worldview in a very short time, and then he has to start over. The older you get, the more difficult it would be to do, because you've got everything invested.
I guess
in this
so.
System.
Ab, how old are you? 48?
48.
Yeah, I'm 50. I'll be 52 in August.
Yeah, I don't look my age, though.
Yeah.
44.
Yeah, I'm trying my best to look old. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I was always young at heart until I hit this information. Until I hit the holographic universe.
Don't let it get you down.
Yeah. And I got to tell you that Crow 777 is not helping. I mean, by showing me pictures of the moon, where he proves it to you in video that the moon is fake, right? It's not helping. You know, like,
I think he's saying there's problems with it. I think I've never heard anyone been quite sure of what the moon is or how it behaves. Everyone is really just scratching their heads over it. And it's right in our face every night. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, dude, let's have a serious discussion, you and me, about the moon. Here is my
addition
to our serious
discussion. I don't know anything
about it. Yeah, the moon doesn't spin. That's the end of the serious discussion right there. It makes absolutely no sense.
I agree. I thought the world's best-selling album, Dark Side of the Moon, was making a joke. I figured the dark side of the moon was always changing. Let's put it that way. Of course, there's a dark side of the earth. There's night and day. We believe that. And I thought he was just saying, well, we can't see the whole moon all the time. That's what I thought they were trying to get at. But we're told that we only ever see one side of the moon at all times. We never see one other side of the moon. That's what we're told, right?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean,
I remember that lesson in school.
Yeah.
You?
No. Yeah. Dude,
do you remember
that
lesson?
I'm sorry. You and my wife were talking to me at the same time. Yeah.
Do you remember them telling you we only ever see one side of the moon in school? Because I never heard that. Because I would have asked a question or two about that. I never heard that before. Were we taught that?
I do remember being taught that that we only see one side of the moon, and I thought that was very odd. I do remember being taught that.
Reason?
I didn't think that there was an official reason.
So they didn't have to explain it, in other words.
Yeah, that the moon spins in a way that the face is always the face never changes. I don't know. It's absurd. There's so many problems with the moon. Again, thank God for Crow 777. And dude, when you see that lunar wave, it's freaky. You know, you see stuff flying in front of the moon. You see the lunar wave going up like it's a refresh on a videoed monitor. You know, dude, it's freaky. And what that says to me is that what we're looking at is unreal. You and I are in the Truman Show. You know, we're in the Truman. It's a big ass fucking Truman Show that you and I are stuck in. And you know,
well, I can't make that leap. That's a huge leap, man. Right? What you just said there.
I don't know. I just, you know where I'm coming from, Ab, is I downloaded from Kick-Ass Torrents the Sirius movie. You know, the movie put out by Dr. Richard Greer. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
No.
If I say Dr. Richard Greer, do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
He's the guy that did the Disclosure Project. Now do you know who I'm talking about?
No, because I don't know what that is either. I've heard of it,
God,
but I don't know what
damn,
it is.
Dude, will you go to YouTube and type in the Disclosure Project and watch that stuff? I mean, this is, Dr. Richard Greer was he was an emergency room doctor who had wound up having a UFO experience, and he dedicated his life to figuring out what these UFOs are all about. And the culmination of his work has been something called the Disclosure Project. And it's a video up on YouTube, and I highly recommend seeing it. But it's going to give you a different view of this world, you know. I mean, these people are up there swearing. They're up there swearing. You know, swearing on a Bible, I don't know, but swearing that they would say these things in front of Congress if asked to. And they're saying the most unbelievable stuff, you know, that this world is being visited by 56 different types of aliens. I mean, you've got to watch it for yourself. It's just some amazing Disclosure. All right, so after the Disclosure project, he had a crowdfunded documentary. And he finished his crowd-funded documentary, and it's called Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, like the star Sirius. Dude, they found a baby alien. They found it, right? They put it in the MRI, and they're checking its DNA. It's not human, right? It's an alien skeleton, right? And you've got to see it for yourself, but, you know... You know what this thing is? I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. But you know, yeah. I mean, watch that stuff for yourself. Download Sirius from Kick-Ass Torrents. I think I had it within an hour. It was seeding. Thanks, Nuna. It was seeding fast enough. And watch the Disclosure Project. I mean, Ab, there's something. I know you're not a science fiction guy, but there's something happening on this world that is not easily explained. No, I don't know. I mean, that's the angle that I'm coming from, is that there's something happening here that is, I'm not going to say it's extraterrestrial. I'm going to say that it's demonic.
All right. I don't buy any of it, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Take a look for yourself. I mean,
I'll try.
You know, it's convincing.
I
you know.
Yeah, well, I could. I will. Well, you put it out there. You've made this notation now in my brain, so I'm aware of it. I'll think about it. I'm more interested in reality-based docs that you sent me, for instance, Hacking Democracy. That's something I can really think about and really...
Yeah.
That seems really quite solid to me.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the kind of stuff that appeals to me.
All right, I'm eating. Let me challenge you with this thought. Maybe, Ab, and I say maybe. I don't know you well enough, but maybe that's your comfort zone. You know?
Yeah, we all have comfort zones, of course.
Yeah.
We all do. Real cognitive dissonance. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Aliens are miles away from my comfort zone. Just nowhere near. Nowhere near. Now, with NASA all the time, and they're telling me there's a planet, our twin is out there, which feeds into the Masonic duality nonsense. So,
Dude, I don't think that these things are coming from a planet. I don't think that they're coming from a planet.
From a control room?
I don't know what to think. I mean, you know, I see the Truman Show, you know, and
that's your Bible.
And I start thinking that maybe they are coming from the control room, you know. Maybe they're coming from another dimension. You know, I don't know. You know, I just don't know. Ab, you better let me go. I'm crunching on dinner. I got to eat.
Yeah, go ahead. And what's for dinner?
It's, my wife just made some sausages. Nothing fancy.
Yeah.
Although it is pretty delicious.
Okay, I'll let you go. It's been nice chatting with you. Enjoyable as always, O'Hallahan.
Yeah.
You're running up the audio here. Anyone else can join me, of course.
Yeah.
Tried to get a hold of the full capitalist. He's a fellow Canadian. I always like to talk to Canadians, too.
He was a great interview. Busy. I listened to the last interview you did with full capitalist, and it was really good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're just talking. We're just talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he listens to me. I try and listen to him. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to work. So we enjoy it. He's in economics in a way that I'm not interested in. But that's okay, because he's also into fakeology. We can't all be exactly the same. That we'd be clones.
Well, the conversation would get really boring, that's for sure.
Yeah. You're into your interdimensional stuff. That's okay, too. I can't add to the conversation because I don't know anything about it and I don't really buy into it. That's the problem, you see. I'll look into it. I'll look into it.
Yeah, try disclosure and see what you think. I don't know. Tell me, you know, if you can believe me, dude, these things do not make me happy. They seem to strike me as real. And if you can tell me, or get Kahem to tell me that these things are not real, it'll make me feel a lot better.
Did you listen to the last Kahem with Rollo?
I've got it downloaded. It's sitting on my desktop. It's just that I've been going through Crow 777. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It was a good interview. Roll is a good guy.
Yeah. I'm a big Kahem fan. I definitely won't miss her. She's in the queue.
Well, she had a guest after Roll. That was pretty interesting. Tune in.
Yeah. All right, my friend. I'm on Skype, right. So if anything's going on, just give me a shout.
Right. On TeamSpeak.
Yeah. All right, my friend.
Yeah.
Yep. Here, have a good evening, and I'll talk to you again.
All right. Bye now.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Contrarius.
Hi, this is Java Ring, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.